speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They're watching rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with monitors. Okay.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to podcast number 27 from www.watchwithmothers.net.
Watch with mothers! Watch with mothers!
My name's Swineshead. Hello, I'm here with Napoleon.
Hello!
Hello, how are you?
I'm alright, thanks. How are you?
Not bad, thank you very much. There's no specific theme this time around, is there? You've got plans, though.
I've got plans, yeah. This is one of these mini pods that we're doing every now and again. I say every now and again, probably every other week, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I was going to break that to them gently, but I suppose that's as gentle as it's going to be, really.
It is, yeah. Effectively, what's happening is that we both actually do have work every now and again, don't we? And the podcasts do take up quite a lot of time, especially the big buggers. So we thought, we'd spread it out, we'd have a big un, then a little un, then a big un, then a little un, and then just disappear for Christmas. And you'd be going, where's the podcast? Where's the podcast? Where? We won't have one for weeks.
Yeah, that's the point, actually. I might not be around after next week.
So next week we'll have a big one, won't we? And then it'll be radio silence, will it?
Yeah, just radio silence on your internet.
Right. I mean, we might, if we can squeeze it in, we might do a Christmas special.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll manage something in between.
Which will obviously turn up at some stage towards Christmas, and then I suppose normal service will be resumed after the new year.
Well, there might be something after Christmas as well, in that weird limbo between Christmas and New Year.
That weird limbo between Christmas and New Year, I'm permanently drunk.
Well, that could make for a good podcast, couldn't it?
Well, I suppose it could, but I mean, if just to take into account that from the 24th of December until the 2nd of January, I am inebriated. So, if you want to record something, by all means, but, well, you've listened to piss people.
I've heard you piss many times.
Yeah, exactly. Now, is that the kind of thing you want to broadcast?
Well, the only time I've really sat and actually listened to you at length speaking drunk was when you'd had your nose broken and you were calling from Grantham Hospital at about 2 a.m.
It was Grantham Hospital, yes. I'm glad you're bringing this up again.
Why?
Because it's only the fourth time.
Oh, right, you're saying I overdo that.
I'm not saying you overdo it at all. By all means, tell everybody how I rang you up in the middle of the night pissed.
Constantly, and every time I put the phone down, you called back up again.
Did I? I was pissed. I mean, you have been pissed before. You're not rational, are you?
True. Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much. Happy Christmas to you too, sir. Season's greetings, glad tidings, goodwill to all men and all that. So, what we're doing today?
Well, you tell me. You've got plans, so you say.
I have indeed got plans. What I've got planned, because the last little mini-pod thing we did was a bit rubbish, wasn't it, really?
It was terrible on many fronts. Firstly, sound quality, which can be put down to me.
Right, for a change. It's usually my fault.
Yeah. Content was terrible, because neither of us had written a proper agenda.
No, we had no agenda whatsoever.
And finally, you kind of sounded like you were in a bit of a rush to get it over with, which was understandable, but the quality suffered.
I was in a bit of a rush. I had deadlines and all that, but I haven't got them at the moment. I'm a bit rushed still, but luckily this time, because of that, I've managed to... it's not so much an agenda as a quiz.
Quiz time.
It's a quiz. I'm going to be the quiz master. You're going to be the contestant. I wouldn't bother doing an accent.
No, I can't really sustain one for a long period of time. Hang on. So, is this a TV quiz, I presume?
It's a quiz about TV. There's going to be four rounds. I've got all my cards. I've got all the answers. It's all been meticulously researched. So, I don't make the rules. There's no point arguing if you don't get the answer right and you feel you're aggrieved or anything like that. Treat it in the same way you treat pub quizzes. You know, in pub quizzes, they always essentially have about four answers that are wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're the one at the back. Hang on, hold on. Like, no, it's not what it says in the card. Yeah, well, I don't want any of that. You know what I mean?
Well, I've got the internet here, so how do you know I'm not going to be cheating?
Well, because I'm assuming you don't want the entire thing to be me asking a question and then... And then you come back, I don't know, Spike. or whatever, often for Heidi High.
Is that the answer to the first
That's
question?
That's not one of the answers. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, I won't cheat, obviously. I'm a man of honour. I hope it's about kind of present-day TV rather than TV in the early 80s.
No, it's about all manner of things. The first round is a celebrity round. Mm. The second round is a speciality round. The
what
third round is a is an advertising round, and then there's the quick-fire final round.
What's the what was the specialist round, did you say?
Specialist round. It's about The Wire.
Oh, marvellous.
Yeah, so you'll be looking forward to that now, won't you? So, should we crack on?
I'm a bit worried about my lack of wire knowledge being exposed.
Well, I wouldn't be too worried looking at the questions.
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chambers. It's watch with mothers.
Right, okay, so just to explain, we've already done this bit and it fucked up. That was my computer, so that's a fuck up to me, unfortunately. But we'll soldier on, won't we?
Well, yeah, you've changed the questions, haven't you? You've had me hanging about, waiting.
Yes, I've changed the questions because we did two rounds of the four-round quiz, so I've now changed all the questions. Everything's completely different, so you don't know the answers. So, are you ready for round one?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Right, well, it's your celebrity round, as you may remember, from
yes.
What I said to you in the intro. Do you remember that?
I do. Is it Les Dennis again?
Yeah, it's about Les Dennis, but I have changed all the questions.
Okay.
Right, so, do you want your first question?
Yep.
Right, who was Les's comedy partner on The Laughter Show back in the 80s?
The Laughter Show was Dustin G.
No, I'm afraid not. It was Dusty Bin off of 3-2-1. So, you got that wrong?
That's obviously not true.
It is true. Do you remember... there was three of them. One of them was Jeffrey Holland off of IDI.
Eh?
When the host did the... Did you know they remember the playlets?
What are you talking about?
In 3-2-1. And they say the clues are in there like that, and it cut to three actors. It was always the same three actors. There was one with big eyebrows and a squeaky voice. There was him off of IDI, and there was a woman.
We're talking about Les Dennis and Dustin G, Laughter Show.
Right, question two. Who presented 3-2-1?
So we're back on 3-2-1.
Who presented 3-2-1? Look, can you just answer the bloody question, please? Be here all day.
Well, it's not Les Dennis, it's Ted Rogers.
No, I'm afraid it's Ted Bovis.
It's not Ted Bovis. Ted Bovis.
It's written down here, Ted Bovis. Look, it says Ted Bovis. Can you see?
What, a fictional character?
Ted Bovis.
A fictional character.
What was the name of the holiday camp where Ted Bovis worked?
In Heidi High.
No, he didn't work in Heidi High. That was the name of that was the thing that they shouted out. Heidi High, campers.
That wasn't my answer.
Heidi High, campers.
I can't remember what it was. Pass.
It was Pontins. I'm afraid you got that wrong.
It wasn't Pontins, though.
It was Pontins.
Pontins is an actual holiday camp. We're talking about a fictional holiday camp.
No, you're thinking of Maplins. Anyway, right. Who played Ted Bovis?
That was Paul Shane.
Oh, you were close.
Les Dennis?
Ian McShane.
It wasn't Ian McShane.
It was Ian McShane. So, right, your final question in this round. Ian McShane also played Lovejoy. Some people confuse Lovejoy with Boone, which starred Michael Crawford as Frank Boone. Crawford also starred as Frank Spencer in It Ain't Half Hot Mum. But who was the other antiques dealer?
It's Donald Sinden, but...
Hey.
Was that right?
Yeah, you're right, yeah. So that's one point you got in that round.
Well, I'm not going to question it, but there were about five inaccuracies in one question.
What do you mean there were five inaccuracies in one question? Which question? Were we about Ted Bovis?
No, we're talking Michael Crawford wasn't in half the things you've said he's in.
Yeah, Michael Crawford played Frank Boone, and then he also starred as Frank Spencer in It Ain't Half Hot Mum. What's wrong with that?
There's no Frank Spencer in It Ain't Half Hot.
Yeah, it is. He's the one in the beret.
Okay, is that the end of that round, is it?
Yeah, it's the end of that round, yes. So round two is your specialist round. It's the round you know most about.
Father, is there anywhere on the internet I could go for informative television reviews?
Yes, my boy, there is. It's called Watch With Mothers. You'll find it incredibly informative, despite the fact that it's written by the mentally challenged.
Thank you, Father.
Right, we're on to round two. Hey! How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Cheated.
Right, so what character is actor Dominic West best associated with?
Dominic West is Jimmy McNulty.
You're close. It's him off of 300.
It's not, though, is it? Because he didn't really have a major part in 300.
Well, he did. I mean, he shagged his missus, for a start, and he was machinating behind the scenes. When that lot were off doing their business against the Iranians or whatever they were, yeah, he was back at home shagging his missus.
Yeah, but it's not the first association that you'd make, is it?
Well, it is. It's written down here, look. Him off of 300.
Next question, please.
Right. In the film 300, they all have their underpants out. However, in the TV series The Wire, they don't. Why is this?
Because they're not ancient Spartans.
Ooh, again, you're very close. It's actually because it's a bit nippy in Baltimore.
Right.
Do you see?
I don't stand a chance in any of this, do I?
Do you see?
No.
Right. What prison-based TV show did Lance Reddick, who played Lieutenant Cedric Daniels in The Wire, previously appear in?
Prison drama, was it?
Yeah, it was a prison drama. It was on the telly. Nobody watched it.
American, I presume?
Yeah, American.
That would be Oz, I should think.
Oh, you were close. The Wizard of Oz.
Right, that's a film from the, 50s, 60s?
The original film was the 1930s, I think.
Is it? Is it that old?
Yeah. Hi, diddly dee, we're off up the yellow brick road. So, we're gonna go and see a wizard. La 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 la. You remember that?
How old is Lance Reddick?
I'll probably put him in his 50s.
I don't know if he's in his 50s, and even if he was, do the maths on that one.
Yeah, but we're not on about the film, are we? We're on about the TV show.
The TV show The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. Now then, shall I move on?
Yeah.
Judy Garland was in The Wizard of Oz, wasn't she?
And that's the question?
That's the question. Would you like me to repeat the question?
Yeah, go on.
Judy Garland was in The Wizard of Oz, wasn't she?
Have you ever seen a quiz show in which they ask a question like that?
Yeah, I have loads.
Go on, give us an example of what they say, I don't know.
Daniels?
Every second counts.
Every second counts. Right, I'm Paul Daniels. You're the couple, yeah?
Yeah.
Here's a question like it. Paul Nicholas was in that vet thing, wasn't he, back in the 80s? See?
But they would say yes, and then...
Well, then they'd get it right then, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't be much of a quiz.
Here's another one. Tarby, winner takes all. I was watching that thing the other day. Did you see it?
And if they say no, they've lost the point?
They've lost the point, yeah.
Because they haven't done exactly what Jimmy Tarbuck's done in the previous
week. That's how quizzes work, my friend.
Right, what was the question again?
Right, Judy Garland was in The Wizard of Oz, wasn't she?
Is it a trick question?
It's not a trick question.
Yes, she was in The Wizard of Oz, Judy Garland.
Oh, you were close. The answer's probably...
Right,
now then, your final question in your specialist round. You haven't got any points yet in this round.
I was hoping we'd reach the end of the round, but...
Yeah. No. How many series of The Wire did they make?
They made 5 seasons.
No, close. They made 6.
They didn't make
6. Made 6.
Well, tell me what happened in the 6th then.
He lost his job.
Who lost his job? McNulty.
McNulty. There you go.
That's weird because I remember that happening in the very final episode of the 5th season.
Well, you must have missed a series. You probably missed one in the middle. It's easy to miss things in the middle. I mean, I remember I saw Star Wars and then I saw Return of the Jedi. I thought, this ain't following this. It's easily done.
How many episodes of The Wire did you end up watching?
I've watched 60, 70.
60, 70 episodes of The Wire?
Yeah, I've watched 60, 70 of them.
I don't think they made that many.
Yeah, they did.
They
didn't. So, right, at the end of that round, I'm afraid you've only got 1 point in total as we reach the halfway point. I'm sorry about that.
I've got more than that.
No, you haven't. You've only got one. It says so here.
Technically, I'm beating the Quizmaster.
What?
Well, you've got so many things wrong. You're in negative equity.
I got this hideous diarrhea coming out of my anus. I'd rather be reading a watch with mothers. But I've got this diarrhea. It really needs seem
to. Welcome to the Watch with Mothers Mediable. Is that all right?
Right, where are we now?
We're at the Mediamble now, as I just said in that bit then. So, you got anything to bring up?
Well, yeah, clearly I could take issue with you on a number of points, but is it worth it?
Well, like I said to you at the beginning, it's a bit like the pub quiz, isn't it?
It's nothing like the pub quiz.
It is like the pub quiz.
It's nothing like the pub quiz in my local pub.
Right, and what's the pub quiz like in your local pub? I imagine it's all, what rhymes with apples and pears, so when you go downstairs, and all that, is it? Is it all about Chaz and Dave?
Were you just doing a comedy caricature of Southerners there?
Yeah, sort of.
Right, it's not like that. They have a pictures round where they bring around the photocopied sheets of celebrities before they were famous pictures.
And how are we supposed to do that?
We can't do that, but they also have questions that are accurate and decently researched.
That's this. This is the same.
So Michael Crawford was in It Ain't Our Fault, Mum.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, well, like I said, he was the one in the beret.
And he was also in Never the Twain, which you didn't even name.
No, because obviously that would have given the game away, wouldn't it? You got the bloody answer right on that.
That's the only one I got the answer
on. Yeah, so I don't know what you're moaning about.
Well, that was guesswork. I had to think completely
irrationally.
No,
it's logical.
I don't reckon I'm going to win this car.
Yeah, you might win the car. I wouldn't be too worried about it yet. You know, you've got two more rounds to go. The questions are fairly logical. Set maybe round four. But apart from that, you'll be fine.
Well, how do you feel it's going?
I think it's going all right. I mean, considering I only cobbled it together this morning...
I'd go so far as to say it's ruining my day.
Well, it's not doing that, is it? Well, I'll tell you what will ruin your day.
What's that?
Well, what day is it today? Thursday?
Yeah.
EastEnders.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy sounds of Watch With Mothers. Here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Mothers.
Right, round three then.
Right, round three. It's advertising. Do you know a lot about advertising?
I used to work in the field of advertising.
You did, didn't you? You were a marketing man.
I was a marketing man before I gave all that well, before I was kicked out.
Well, yeah, let's not say you did it voluntarily.
No, that would be a lie.
Yeah, it would indeed. So, this should also, like the last round, be an area of expertise for you then.
Well, it depends on the answers, doesn't it, Napoleon?
Well, I suppose it does, but all of them have been meticulously researched. So, should we crack on?
Yeah, whenever you want. You're the quizmaster.
Okay, right. Well, we'll crack on then. So, question number one. If you sneak down to the fridge late at night to drink lemonade behind your wife's back, what are you?
You're a secret lemonade drinker.
Ooh, you're close. You're an adulterer.
You're not an adulterer.
You're committing adultery with lemonade.
That makes it not adultery because a liquid is not another human being.
Yeah, but you can commit adultery with soft drinks.
You can't commit adultery with
soft
drinks.
It says so in the Bible. It says so.
You can't have sex with soft drinks.
Yeah, you can. It's got an hole at the top.
You'd slice your penis. You wouldn't even
slice your penis. So what do you think they make bloody lemonade bottles out of? Broken glass?
Well, I'm thinking of a can.
Oh, look, no, he drinks it out of a bottle, doesn't he? Admittedly, he'd have to have quite a thin tadger.
It'd have to be ridiculously thin, and also he'd get no sexual satisfaction, I wouldn't imagine, from shaking a plastic
bottle. Yeah, but the point is you wouldn't imagine, but that doesn't mean you can be sure. So, work on that, you're an adulterer.
Me, personally?
No, not you. Have you ever had sex with a lemonade bottle?
I'm proud to admit I haven't.
Right then. Well, other people probably have, and that makes them not a secret lemonade drinker, but a bloody adulterer. It says so in the Bible.
So I've got right, no... Now, I haven't got a point there, then.
That's a cross next to that. I've got it here. Can you see?
I can't see. Did you know, actually, bonus fact, this might get me a point.
Elvis Costello's dad?
Next question.
Right. Humans, apparently, still insist on peeling, boiling and mashing their own potatoes. Despite Smash instant mashed potato being available in a variety of flavours since the 1960s. Are they mad?
Is that the question?
Yeah, that's the question, yes. It's very similar to question two where Judy Garland was in The Wizard of Oz, wasn't she?
It is similar in that it's not really a quiz question, is it?
It is, yes.
So your question is, are human beings mad?
Yeah, for peeling, boiling and mashing their own potatoes when there is an alternative.
There's no right or wrong answer to that, Napoleon.
Whereas I've got it written down here.
What have you got written down there?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you got that right then. Fair enough. Right, question three. Would you voluntarily cycle up a bastard of a hill for a small loaf of bread?
Is the street cobbled?
It is indeed.
Am I wearing a flat cap and short trousers?
You certainly are.
Am I in the north of England?
You are.
What have you got written down on your pad?
I'm not telling you what I've got. You just caught me out with that. I just noticed last time you caught me out. I'm not telling you.
Would I voluntarily do that? Yes.
Oh, I'm afraid the answer is no.
Why, what's the answer?
No.
The lad did, didn't he?
Well, that's neither here nor there. I'm saying, would you voluntarily cycle up a bastard of a hill for a small loaf of bread? No, you wouldn't.
What, me personally?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. Have you ever even seen a hill?
I've seen hill. I lived in Sheffield. I lived up a hill.
No, you didn't. Now then, question four. Who is the most glamorous woman who has ever lived?
The most glamorous woman who has ever lived? It's Marilyn Monroe, I suppose.
Oh, you're close. It's Joan Collins.
She's not, though, is she?
She is. She's the most glamorous woman who's ever lived. The only person that comes close to her is either Stephanie Beecham or Case O'Mara. Everybody knows that.
What's it got to do with advertising apart from one Cinzano advert?
There you go. You've answered your own question.
Is that all of the questions now?
No, question five. You're missing that question five.
Okay.
Right. What was the name of Joan Collins' character in Dynasty?
Something Ewing?
Oh, no, I'm afraid it was Joan Collins.
She wasn't called Joan Collins.
She was. Joan Collins in Dynasty was called Joan Collins, it says here.
Okay. So that's the end of that round.
Yeah, and I'm afraid after three rounds, you're trailing with 2 points.
Trailing? That implies there's someone else taking part.
You're trailing. You've got 2 out of 15. Do you see?
But I'm in the lead also, aren't I, technically?
Well, no, you're trailing because you've only got 2.
Yeah, but I'm ahead of the competition with 2 points.
Right. Well, as you head into the final round, you're trailing with 2 points.
Leading the leaderboard with 2 points.
Right at the back with 2 points.
Right, bring up the front with 2 points.
2 points as he trails behind the other contestants. Goodbye.
Oh, watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. No. Yes? Watch with mothers. Watch with mothers. Yes, I will watch with mothers.
Okay, do you want to start it off?
Yeah, okay. All right, we're heading into the final round. Round four, it's getting quite tense, isn't it?
Not really. I don't think I couldn't have got any chance of winning, have I?
Well, you got 2 out of 15. I mean, you are trailing, as we established last time, but it's all to play for in the final round. That's what they always say.
Okay.
Have you had a lovely day?
I've had a lovely time, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Right, so, question one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Everyone knows Robert Powell is really Jesus. So what does that make Jasper Carrot?
What is this round, anyway?
It's the final round.
Right. It's not quickfire.
Well, no.
Okay, what does it make Jasper Carrot?
Yeah. If Robert Powell's Jesus, what does that make Jasper Carrot?
That's a bit oblique, isn't it?
Not really.
It's a bit tangential.
No.
Jasper Carrot in that instance is Moses.
Oh, you were close. It makes him Judas Iscariot.
Oh, I was going to say Judas.
Oh, you see, you should have gone with your first instincts. You see?
I'm liking this round better, I have to say.
Cool. Well, we'll go on to question two then. If Jasper Carrot was offered 30 pieces of silver, what would he do?
He would probably give details on on Robert Powell's whereabouts and then hang himself.
Well, what I've got, you're close enough. I've got betray Robert Powell. So you can have that.
Yay!
So that's
3 points.
You're doing well.
Yeah.
You're doing well here.
Okay.
Right, question three. Upon Robert Powell's arrest and subsequent crucifixion at the hands of the occupying Roman authorities, what would be Jasper Carrot's next move?
He would hang himself.
Hey! He's got another one.
I'm on a, what's it called? A blockbuster run?
A gold run.
A gold run, that's it.
I won't go as far as that, but you're definitely on a run. You've got the runs.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Question four. Little would the traitor Jasper Carrot know that in a mere 3 days, Robert Powell would rise from the dead. What does that make Jasper Carrot?
Hang on. Jasper Carrot didn't know that Robert Powell would rise from the dead.
No, because he'd already hung himself.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, but so what does that make Jasper Carrot? Go through all that and it turns out he's alive anyway after 3 days. What does it make him?
A bit of an arsehole.
Oh, you're close. I've got a wazzock down here.
Right, so that's the same thing, isn't it?
That's the same, isn't it? A wazzock's the same as an arsehole, isn't it? I once heard that a wazzock is a type of duck, but I think they might have been having me on.
That's a drake.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Well, I'll give you that. Right, are you ready for your final question?
Yeah, if I get this right, does it mean that I've won?
Not necessarily. We'll get to that.
Mm.
Right, you ready for your final question?
I sure am.
What's Jasper Carrot's real name?
His real name is, his daughter, what's his daughter called? She's on The Office, isn't she? She's Lucy.
Yep, she is.
Lucy something, isn't she?
Yep.
Is she Lucy Benjamin, or am I thinking of someone else?
No, that's her off of EastEnders.
Is his real name Lucy Benjamin?
No, it's Casper Parrot.
So did I win a car?
No, you didn't win a car, unfortunately. Let me just total you up here. One, two, three. You got 5 out of 20. So I'm afraid, you didn't win a car. You don't get a car for that.
What do I get?
Hang on. Let me just have a look. Nothing.
Well, that's no good, is it?
Well, why is it no good? I mean, you don't always win a prize when you go on a game show, do you?
You usually have, like, gradients of prizes, don't you? At the bottom you'll have a tease made, and at the top you'll have a caravan.
Oh, what, a bit like Bully's Prize Board?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, you didn't win anything. You didn't get, I don't know, a BMX bike or a holiday to Centre Parks. You've not won anything.
That's disappointing, I have to say.
Well, you could console yourself in the fact you won £500 last week.
That's true, and I did have a lovely time.
You did, good. I'm glad you had a lovely time. I've had a lovely day too. I hope the listeners have, and I hope that they've learned something.
What are you going to call this here quiz?
I was just going to call it the Watch With Mother's Swine's Head Quiz.
That's quite catchy.
It's nice, isn't it? Yeah. So, really, I should have said that at the beginning, shouldn't I? Do you want to hear a rude song?
A rude song?
I've written a dirty song.
Okay, sing it.
Right, I'm going to sing it in Scotch, because that goes down very well with our friends north of the border.
Yeah, they love being called Scotch people, yeah.
They do, yeah, they love being called Scotch, and they love my authentic Scotch accent. So here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. I can attest that the size of your breasts are the best for squeezing. Oh, your tit is the perfect fit for my mitt, and it's pleasing. Do you like that?
Yeah, well, like is a very strong word.
It is. I agree with you. Well, there we are.
I think we can close business there, can't we?
Okay. Right, well, it only remains for me to say thank you very much indeed for listening today.
That's no problem.
I'm sorry it was a bit too short. I'm not saying this to you.
Oh, right. Oh, you're saying it to listeners, I see.
I am, yeah. I was apologising. Well, should I just apologise for everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so it only remains for me, Swineshead, to say goodbye. I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, right, okay, I'll keep you dumb.
So it only remains for me, Swineshead, to say goodbye. Goodbye. And Napoleon, if you'd like to say goodbye.
Okay, I've had a lovely day. Bye.
What's with mothers?
What's with mothers?